Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. We maintain them and update them every day just for you. The main website is updated literally every day. There's new stuff up there all the time. And so I hope you'll go back there and check it out. And if you don't find what you you're looking for on the homepage, just look nose around there in the navigation. We got articles, we got archives, thousands of articles, thousands of all these interviews I do on the live radio show become podcasts. So you can go back if you just all you gotta do is remember a date or remember a topic that we talked about. If it's something on your mind, if you remember the guest name or the guest company or something like that, any kind of anything that you can go in my search engine, and if the first search doesn't get it, refine your search a little bit and keep noodling around there, and you find it. And you know when we have the capability that if you want to download this podcast, we let you do it. We allow you to do that. How about that? Who else does that? Who else creates information for you and allows you to take it with you? Yeah, we got to drive up. It's like a drive-up window here at the Small Business Advocate Show. So I hope you check that out. And of course, the ageofthecustomer.com. Ageofthecustomer.com is the one for the book, The Age of the Customer. You know, folks, in the previous segment I was talking about, and oh, by the way, those of you who have been buying the book, thank you for that. Amazon keeps sending us orders, and we keep sending them books, and we just appreciate you so much, those of you who are doing that. Mostly because it tells me that you want to get better. And that's what that book's about, The Age of the Customer. It's about realizing that somebody is moving your cheese. You know, I talked about this in the last segment. The marketplace is changing. The age of the customer that I talk about in the book, this is happening to the political parties, to politics. Customers have new expectations. That's what I talk about in the book all the time, throughout the book. Customers have new expectations. They're looking for new relevance. And the reason why the Republicans, for example, are having such a hard time right now is because their old relevance is not fitting the new expectations. The reason Hillary is having such a hard time connecting with people, and why Bernie Sanders is challenging her as a socialist, for God's sake, in America. How's that? What's wrong with that picture, right? The reason he is challenging her is not because, I don't think it's because people want more socialism. I think it's because they want more authenticity. That's the new expectation. That's what people are saying is relevant to them. And if you remember, I've talked about this before, and I talk about it in the book. There's an entire chapter devoted to trust and another chapter devoted to values. A whole chapter on values, whole chapter on trust. And what have I told you before? Before this election year, I told you that trust was there at the beginning. At the beginning, when people started congregating and commuting together and doing business together, when markets were born 10,000 years ago, trust was standing right there, or it wouldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened. Trust and values have been part of people coming together and trusting each other and living with shared ideals, right? It's been going on all these years. And all I've said is that instead of those things being old, passé artifacts of history, vestiges of a time gone by, they're not either one of those things. They're more important. People expect and revere values and trust more today than they did 20 years ago. And when they don't get it, when they don't feel like they're getting it from a business or from a politician, they'll look for it somewhere else. And I think that's why Bernie Sanders is doing so well, as improbable as that is, and why Trump is doing so well. I'm not a fan of his politics, necessarily. A lot of things he says I don't agree with, I don't like. But you can't argue with the resonance that he's had. And it's not because of his politics. It's because he's tapping into this new expectation. And what are the values? What are the values? Well, make America great, right? That's something people, they don't care whether he's good at this policy or that policy. He wants to make America great. That's something people are tapping into. It's the new expectation of being something that's relevant to them. Your customers are doing the same thing to you. So what you have to look at, you have to look around you and say, okay, what are the new expectations of my customers? What can I do to be more relevant to them and meet those expectations? And guess what, my friends? It might have nothing to do with your products. It probably has nothing to do with your pricing. It almost certainly has nothing to do with whether you're competitive or not. The first part of relevance and the first thing that customers expect from you is to be somebody, a company, that they want to do business with, irrespective of what you sell them or what it costs. That's what the age of the customer hath wrought. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.